We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Final part of today's show, it's going to briefly talk about the new college football playoff format. And I want to rehash a conversation I've had, because I think some folks have missed out on this. I still see a lot of angst about how Notre Dame can't get a first-round playoff bye. And I want to talk about that a little bit as well. So I want to dive into that a little bit today. But first, we're seeing some reporting about this. You know, Heather Dinich, and there's been two people, in my opinion, that have been the most locked in and have just done absolutely great reporting. I have no problem calling people out for not doing a job. You all know I have a lot of issues with journalism, what quote unquote journalism, in today's, you know, era of football of journalism and whether it's political or sports, and how so many people just care more about clickbait than they do about doing real journalism. There's two people, in my opinion, that cover college football that do it the right way. And obviously you guys know I love Bill Bender. I'm talking about outside of Bill, because what Bill does is a little bit different. But there's two national people that I think just do a great job of covering this. One is Heather Dinich. The other is Ross Dellinger. And they have been all over this college football playoff situation. And according to Ross Dellinger, the new format past 2025, because the next 2 years is set in stone. It's 12-team playoff. It's set in stone. This is more about negotiations for what happens after 2025. Then the reports that Ross is, and you can find this at yahoo.com, but Ross says that the new contract that starts in 2026 is going to be worth $1.3 billion. Keep in mind that the current way that it's formatted is the current contract is $460 million. And I think that needs to be reminded as some people start to lose their minds over what's kind of happening with what's going on. So there's been a lot of conversation about what happens with the college football playoff after 2025.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
To be honest with you, the SEC and the Big Ten have played this masterfully. I think they're kind of scummy for doing it, and I think they're greedy you-know-whats for doing it, and it's just more evidence of why I don't want to be a part of those two leagues, but they're looking out for their own, and they are not hiding the fact that they're being greedy about it, and they worked this masterfully. So what they did was, it comes down to, right now, the contract is the revenue is split is evenly between the Power Five conferences, basically. And what the Big Ten did and the SEC did, and they got together to do this together, is they said, we want guaranteed playoff slots. We want to go to 14 teams. We want four spots each. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind. I can't believe this. And then, okay, we'll settle for three. And I've read some reports where people have said, well, the backlash has led them to say, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. I've kind of felt for a while that that was never the end game. You'd be silly not to ask for that, because if they guarantee you, if the big ACC and the Big 12 and Notre Dame and the Group of Five cower and give into you, then you get what you want. Because what it comes down to is essentially you get more automatic spots, which means you get more money, is essentially what it was going to be. And so they then relented. And what they have decided to do is the revenue is going to be split up unevenly. And according to Ross Dellinger, and you can find this in his article today, that 28% of the college football playoff revenue from the playoff is going to be distributed to the Big Ten and the SEC. In the past, it was 20-20-20-20, basically. It was not quite 20-20, because there was a little bit given to the Group of Five, but it was basically five power conferences split up evenly. Now it's 48% or 29% for the ACC or Big Ten. It's 29% for the SEC. It's then 16% for the ACC, 16% for the Big 12, and then 10% is distributed to Notre Dame and the Group of Five teams. And there's a lot of people flipping out about how this is going to create greater disparity and all those type of things. And that's true to a degree. Having said that, we also have to think about the numbers that we're talking about here. There's a couple things to consider. And I'm going to do some very, very rough math. as we kind of get into this conversation, because it needs to be discussed, kind of, you know, what's going on here. So when you look at the current format, the Big Ten and the SEC, if they're going to get 58% of $1.3 billion, that's still a lot of money. And they're going to get a ton of money. But if you look at what's going to happen for the other leagues, I'm trying to do this here. So that's, if you look at where they're talking about. So let's say you're talking about 32% of $1.3 billion. That is still, if my math is correct, I believe $416 million. You divide that by two. I mean, the whole thing was before. That's still going to be $208 million per league. So that's, I believe, annual. That's still $208 million. Before, when it was $460 million, it was, and divided by five leagues, let's just say it was split up evenly, it was really only that's not correct. Let me see here real quick. It was $460 million. Trying to do this on a calculator on my computer, and it's not great. So let's say it was divided by five. Each league was basically getting $92 million, right? Is that right? So 92 times five, about $90 million. Yeah, it's about $92 million for each league. So even though that money is being redistributed unevenly, these conferences are still getting twice as much money. Here's the other part. The leagues are going to be smaller. So when you look at the Big Ten, the Big Ten is going to be making, let's do the math again, and I'm going to try to get this right the first time. Two, three, one, two, three. So the Big Ten is going to be getting I'm going to try to get this correct. So it's times 0.58 divided by 2. The Big Ten is going to be getting $377 million. So that's over about $169 more million dollars. Okay. And that's going to be split up between 18 teams. Okay. So that's, what is it? If you just talked about that, it's like basically about like $20 million per team. Am I correct on that? Somebody in there and they're doing math better than I can. Where you look at the $208 million that the ACC is getting, and you divide that by 15 schools, and they're getting about $13.9 million now. Before, those 15 teams were getting, if you divided up the $92 million, they were all getting about $6.1 million. So when you look at it, they're making these smaller, these ACC and Big 12 are still going to make a ton of money.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So while the SECs, you say, well, they're going to be the better thing. Like the reality is okay, but how do you spend your money? I think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get more. I get it. But at this point in time, you have to look at the raw numbers and not the percentages. And you look at these ACC schools who were in the past, the conferences were getting $92 million, the Big 12 and the ACC. Now they're getting $218 million, and they're not expanding as fast as those other leagues. So they're splitting that money between fewer schools, which means they're going to get a greater percentage of that pie than the school. The leagues are going to have 18 and 20. And so to me, when I look at this, yes, it's creating somewhat of a disadvantage, but again, it's still, this new contract is going to help these other schools a ton. You are not going to be able to use an excuse that you don't have enough money to get your new facilities and to hire the coaches you want and all these kind of things. You're still going to have that money. It's about how smart are you with it. And so I don't think this is the death of those leagues that people think. For Notre Dame, for example, and I'll read you what Ross wrote in here about what he said about Notre Dame. Just if you just give me 1 second, I'm going to – so here's what he said about Notre Dame. Let me go here. So he said Notre Dame – let's see here. And Heather Dinitz has reported that the three power – Big Ten, ACC, Big 12 are all approved of this. Notre Dame is approved of this. And they're just waiting on the SEC. So this is what it says. It said the Big 12 and ACC are set to see a doubling of their previous amounts, which I just talked about. Notre Dame is expected to receive its own annual distribution that is expected to increase significantly from its current distribution. And this is the thing, too, that helps Notre Dame. Everybody – looks at it and says, well, this league is getting this much, but Notre Dame's only getting this small amount. They're only getting, you know, X number of dollars. When in reality, if you look at what Notre Dame is getting, a lot of times it's as much, if not more, than what's going to the leagues. I'm not sure how it goes to the teams that are in the playoff, but basically the money you get, you split between all your leagues. Now, one thing that Florida State has tried to advocate for is that when they get that money, they think they should deserve a greater piece of that. That's something that the leagues have to figure out. Does Vanderbilt get as much as Alabama? That's something that the leagues have to decide, and every league is going to be different. But for the ACC, you now have a lot more money coming in to say, hey, listen, you know, Pitt, BC, you're only going to get this amount because, you know, Florida State and Clemson are going to get this. And if you want to make more, then you go get to the playoff, because if you get to the playoff, you're going to make more. So you could say something like where the ACC and the Big 12 now have a little bit more incentive to say, hey, listen, you know, best teams in our league, don't go to the Big Ten, don't go to the ACC, because we're going to create a structure where the top three or four teams in the league get a higher payout every year. I think we're going to see something like that. We've heard, this isn't me coming up with this. This is me, you know, reading about these different things. I think that ultimately is going to be, if Florida State stays, it'll be that kind of settlement. Now that these numbers are figured out, the ACC can go back to Florida State and say, hey, listen, you stay here. We'll make sure if you're in the top four, you get this amount, which is going to put you on par with what the SEC or the Big Ten is going to pay you for their payout. Yes, the TV revenue is not as much, but we're going to give you a lot more money, which means your budgets are going to start getting met more, because that's where Florida State's struggling. So it doesn't mean that Florida State's going to still say yes, but it gives the ACC more ammo to say, hey, listen, here's how we're going to structure this. We're going to help you out. This is how we're going to do it. And so I think that while this is obviously an unfair thing, I don't like it. I talked about the lack of equity yesterday. I'm not a fan of equity when it comes to things involving like merit. I think equity needs to be properly understood. If we're talking about like equity between, you know, a men's program and a women's program, you can't say the women deserve as much as the men when the women are producing way, 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 way less revenue. So I don't like it in that regard, but in something like this where you're all part of the same sport, you're all part of the same thing when it comes to like TV revenue, playoff revenue, I think there should be a level of equity to where, you know, the leagues get a certain amount. Like you could figure it out to where, you know, the percentage of teams that you have in the playoff, you know, you get a certain amount. You could do things like that if your conference is better. But I think in this type of instance, while I dislike the lack of equity in the TV contracts and I dislike the lack of equity in this particular contract, you also can't deny that when you look at the raw numbers, this is still going to be something that helps the ACC and the Big 12. This is still going to provide them with a huge revenue boost. And when you look at it for Notre Dame, so how does it affect Notre Dame specifically? Well, in the next 2-3 years, Notre Dame is going to see a huge windfall of cash. And it's in threefold. Number one, the smallest one is the new apparel deal with Under Armour, re-signing with Under Armour, which I believe kicks in this year. They're obviously going to get a little bit more from that. The second one is the new TV contract extension with NBC. Now, we don't know what those numbers are. I've heard anywhere from 30 to 50 million. Let's just cut it right in the middle and say it's 40 million. Okay. Let's say that Notre Dame was previously making, when you look at the ACC and the deal with the ACC and NBC, Notre Dame was making around 26-ish. That's a rough number. It could be like 27, 28. I've heard as high as that. $26 to $28 million a year on their TV deals. If we cut the rumors that I've heard in the middle, so not 30, not 50, but right in the middle, you're talking about now Notre Dame all of a sudden with the ESPN contract is now making closer to $56 to $58 million. That's at least double the TV revenue that they were making per year, at least double. It's not a shock that after these deals are signed, Notre Dame is now throwing money out at assistant coaches because they understand we've got more money to spend. Now we can invest it in making sure these programs are better. It's not a coincidence that they went out and made the investment with the basketball program and those type of things because they know this money's coming. Now you're talking about the previous college football playoff deal was paying out $460 million a year. Now it's paying out $1.3 billion a year. Notre Dame's going to see another windfall because they're going to make more every year from that because they don't have to be in the playoff to get the revenue from it. Then all of a sudden, you're seeing Notre Dame is going to see a huge, huge increase in revenue coming into the program, which should certainly help them out quite a bit. Finally, I want to talk again about the format. The good thing about this is I'm not a fan of going to a 14-team playoff. I think that's silly. I think 12 is as much as I was wanting to go with, but whatever. It's going to be 14 now. The good news is it's going to still likely stay. I mean, I'm curious to see what the buyout or excuse me, the automatic qualifiers. From what I read, I believe Ross reported, it's still going to be 5-9. Five to nine is going to be five automatic bids and then nine at-large bids. So for Notre Dame, it still helps them a ton. Notre Dame still can't get a first-round bye. I don't know what the makeup is going to be. I'm going to have to read further into what Ross is reporting. I may reach out to him. I've talked to him a few times. Really nice guy, hard worker. And find out kind of what the bye situation is going to look like. He may have reported it. I just haven't seen it yet. But I'll say again, folks, the bye for Notre Dame is not having a bye for Notre Dame is okay. Because in most years, that's going to result in round one, Notre Dame playing a lower seed than they would play if they were let's say they're the number one seed and they get a bye. In a 14-team playoff, depending on how many byes you get, you probably get let's just say you get, I don't know, six byes or something, double byes, whatever. You're going to play something around an 8-9 seed, 7-10 seed, something along those lines. Where now you're going to play a 12. Let's start the 12-team playoff. You're going to play a 12. Whereas before, you'd have played the winner of 8-9 in your first game. Your second round game, you're going to be playing the 4 seed. But if Notre Dame was worthy of a 1, 2, or 3 seed, that means that second round game is going to be against a team that was ranked lower than Notre Dame going into that final seeding process. As opposed to, playing an 8-9 game, a higher seed in your first game, then playing a semifinal game against the 2, 3, 4 seed along those lines. So this actually opens up an even better path than Notre Dame for Notre Dame in this regard. I'm not sure what it's going to look like with the 5-9, but I would imagine, based on some of the things I have seen floated around, that it's still going to be something to where Notre Dame is going to benefit from it. The path, if they are worthy of a top 4 seed otherwise, this still creates a very good path for them because of the way that it's going to shake out. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But for the next 2 years, if Notre Dame is good enough to have a top 4 seed under the previous rules, they're going to actually have an easier path being the 5 seed. You get a home game in December against the 12 seed. You're then going to play in round 2, the 4 seed, who will definitely be a team that's ranked behind you. If you were a top 4 seed or if you were a top 4 team, that means the seed that's number 4 would have been a team ranked lower than you. So it's not going to be until round 3, the semifinals, that Notre Dame has any chance of playing a team ranked higher than them if they are, would have otherwise been a top four seed. So it actually opens up pretty well for them. And I think they're going to be okay. They've made, like I said, Jack Swarbrick had to give up something to get something. And he's not an idiot. He did the math and he understood, okay, what does a five seed look like? Okay. Revenue from having a home game, right? We don't have as much time off after the end of our season because we don't play a conference championship game. This allows us to still be competitive and not, this is what we're sacrificing to not join a conference. But I guarantee you, he did the same math I did where he looks at it and says, okay, as the five seed, this is who we play in round one at home. And that means in round two, the quarters, we're going to play a team that jumped us in seeding, but was actually ranked lower than us. So you like to think that this is a team we're better than. So this actually works out pretty good for Notre Dame. And I think it does. Now I'm curious to see what it looks like in the 5-14 format. We'll find that out. So that's going to do it for today's show, everybody. We can continue this conversation on the message boards at boards.irishbreakdown.com. I have a mailbag on the board, a written mailbag, so you can throw in any questions you want. If you have follow-up questions about this or any other topics we had, you can go to boards.irishbreakdown.com and check that out. We can definitely have a very fun conversation about that kind of stuff at boards.irishbreakdown.com. On your way out, folks, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast, give us a 5-star review. We'd greatly appreciate that. And we will talk to you again very, very soon on the Irish Breakdown Podcast.